This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This final note of a Friday afternoon, a chance to get away from the big news and talk about what didn't quite make the headlines. It comes to us courtesy of Rico Galliano, Brendan Francis Noonan, and the rest of the Marketplace staff.
Stacey Vanek-Smith, senior reporter. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Well, Brendan, it turns out that Facebook can predict the stock market.
Really? Because I don't think people are really happy with Facebook stock at the moment.
Well, okay, not their stock. But what they did was they formed this index of gross national happiness by kind of aggregating people's status updates to see if they're happy or sad. And a graduate student in Germany compared them against the stock market. And it turned out that if status updates were very happy, the stock market had a much better chance of going up.
So now if your boss sees you on Facebook, you can just say, I'm driving our stock.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the economy.
Shireen Marisol-Meraji, Wealth and Poverty Reporter. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Well, according to a new study, traffic in America is down.
That was not what I expected you to say. It's gone down?
This company that studies traffic looked at traffic congestion and found that 70 metropolitan areas out of 100 actually have less traffic now. They think it's because of high gas prices.
I have to say that as a Los Angelino sitting in traffic all day, this report seems like a lie.
Well, maybe you're driving on the 405 freeway because the same company is saying that's the worst traffic corridor in the nation.
Oh, so what's happening is all the drivers are leaving these other metropolitan areas and just driving the 405 all day.
Up and down, all day long.
Cy Hirschitz, reporter, what's your story?
So this law student from Canada paid off his student loans in cash.
Wow, how much were his student loans?
$114,000. He had to carry it in two duffel bags. But when he got to the bank, they didn't know what to do with the money.
Because it's such an old school notion.
Right. Paying off with cash? Who does that anymore?
No, I mean the idea of paying off your loans.
Oh, right.